The absolute truth is perfect and complete. And everything emanating from the absolute truth is also perfect and complete. Janmat yashayataha. Everything emanates. The material world, the spiritual world, everything is coming from Krishna. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Krishna says in Gita. This whole world is God's property. If we see it in this way, we are free from that greed and envy and anger and lust, because we understand I'm not the proprietor, I'm the caretaker. If we see somebody else doing well, we celebrate their good fortune because we understand we're all brothers and sisters, we're all spirit souls, we're all children of God. We're not envious. Exploitation is a symptom of a disease of a selfish, egoistic heart. Compassion is the symptom of a person who's actually found inner fulfillment within their hearts. So this is so important for the world today to understand, to build our lives and our relationships with other living beings, humans and other species of life, and to build our relationships with Mother Earth, with the environment, on the principle that everything is sacred. Maya means energy. Maya means the energy of God. And Maya is categorized sometimes in two ways, categorized as Mahamaya and Yogamaya. It's the same energy. This whole material world is God's energy. All the manifestations within this energy are under the influence of time, therefore they're temporary. And they're under the influence of the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, ignorance. The spiritual energy, everything is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But it's actually, what is the difference between these energies? Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas explain, it's really on the basis of our perception. If we see this world as God's energy, as Krishna's property, then we're actually seeing it in its true spiritual nature. But if we don't see it in relationship with God, then we see it as this is mine and this is yours. There's so much conflict. But true religion is meant to unite people, not divide people. Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Sikhs, Jains, Parsis. These religions are all manifestations of God's grace upon humanity to come to this earth to actually give us an understanding how we are all children of God. Wherever there's life, there is a sacred child of God. And everything is the property of God. And we're meant to be a family to utilize it properly. This conception is everything in this world is meant to be used for the purpose of seva, or unselfish service.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.